Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Holly Sagine, and I'll be your host for today's program, Tablets in the Enterprise, Toys No More, part of a series examining the 2011 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 10th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and member firm partners and senior practitioners. Here today to discuss tablet computing sales are Duncan Stewart and Eric Openshaw. Duncan is director of Deloitte Canada Research and co-author of TMT Predictions. Duncan, welcome.
Great to be here.
Eric Openshaw is vice chairman and U.S. technology leader for Deloitte LLP, where he has more than 30 years of experience working with clients. Eric, thanks for joining us today.
Well, you're welcome, Holly. I'm looking forward to the discussion today.
Great. Let's get started. In the past, tablets have been seen as underpowered media consumption toys, suitable really only for consumers. Yet Deloitte is predicting that in 2011, more than 25% of all tablet computers will be purchased by enterprises. What's the basis of that prediction?
Well, Holly, there's really two trends going on. One of them is that more and more employees around the world are going out there and buying their own tablets and then realizing they're doing an awful lot of work on them. And they are then going to their firms and asking a couple of questions. The first question is, can you support this tablet? Can I start doing more of my work tasks on these new devices? And more firms are doing that. The second question is, well, now that you've done that, would you mind paying for them and maybe reimbursing them for the sale of the device, the purchase price, or at least the monthly data plan? That kind of prosumer market is something that we've already seen emerge in the smartphone world, where many smartphones are in fact bought by employees but then reimbursed and paid for by the enterprise. And that's probably been the start of the wedge. We saw that over the last, 6 months. What we are starting to see in the back half of 2010 is that more and more enterprises are saying, well, the next logical step is, why don't we buy these tablets directly ourselves? Why don't we deploy them in our workforce in perhaps thousands, tens of thousands, in a couple of cases, maybe even hundreds of thousands, as perhaps additional devices, maybe instead of a smartphone, maybe instead of a laptop? And it's this enterprise-driven purchasing and support and management that is going to be probably the biggest trend in 2011. The prosumer market was already happening in 2010, but in 2011, the actual ownership of tens and hundreds of thousands of tablets by corporations is going to be the big new thing.
Eric, anything to add?
Sure, I'd add to that, Holly, just that as I get around and visit with clients, I think one of the telltale signs is more and more we see tablets being given away as gifts at company gatherings, prizes for successful outcomes on specific projects. And once you see that kind of adoption rate as a relatively inexpensive, but again, expensive item in that $500,000 price point, I think you're seeing a recognition that, hey, we're going to sign up for these things and use them.
And how will enterprises be using the tablets?
There's probably two big categories there, but one of them is kind of using them as, if you will, a portable web screen. Kind of, if you will, maybe a bigger smartphone almost. These are ones where essentially you're taking maybe a specialized or a customized app, but you're really interacting with something as though it were the World Wide Web. And, you know, an example might be go to a portal, a shopping portal, where you can look at things and almost like an online catalog. You're using it really as a book or as an online site. The other more powerful way in which some enterprises are using tablets is creating them custom apps and connectivity with very high levels of security. So some of the very large software companies in the world, enterprise resource planning, customer relationship management, document management, some of these enterprise-grade software companies are talking to their clients, and by using virtualization technology, they are able to actually run full enterprise-grade software applications on a tablet that previously we wouldn't have thought was secure enough or powerful powerful enough. But using these various tools, we expect to see tens of thousands of these devices used very much as thin client laptop substitutes. So that's probably the other big half of the enterprise tablet equation.
I just add to that that we're in the middle of something of a perfect storm in that regard, because so many application sets that clients or companies are now using are available under a cloud computing model, which is that thin client that Duncan mentions. And then the other thing that we're observing is the vast number of apps that are available and how quickly they're coming online, both at the quote-unquote the retail level, meaning anybody can go to an application store and download, and as well IT departments recognizing that they can put out these sort of micro-apps for relatively inexpensive numbers that solve highly specialized situations or problems for unique departments. And I think it's that combination of lots of enterprise-class software now being available in a cloud computing model, and as well the relative ease of deploying micro-apps for highly specialized uses.
Just to follow up on what Eric said, it's interesting in that we've had cloud computing for the last few years, but when you've got a workforce who have very, very powerful laptop computers capable of hosting relatively sophisticated software processes, it makes going to the cloud maybe something that's a little more of an option. Whereas when you've got a tablet that has relatively little onboard storage and certainly very little onboard central processing, it kind of makes the cloud less of an option and more of a necessity.
Eric, I wonder if you can give us an example of one of those specialized apps that you were talking about.
Well, there are many. First, as Duncan mentioned, on the I would call the output or the reporting side of this, where you have unique requirements for a specific type of sales report during the day, to different types of product count production information during the day that you like to have available in a real-time format and as well mobile, which is the big thing here, so that you can walk a factory floor and have up-to-the-minute information, which becomes a bit cumbersome trying to open up a laptop to do that or run over to a fixed-base terminal and try to quickly dial into a network or log on to a network. So it's that portability issue, along with output and reporting, as an example, in all manner of the enterprise.
So do you think that certain sectors will adopt these tablets more quickly than others?
One of the first sectors it seems like a trivial application, but it's one of the first ones we've seen. A lot of restaurants, the food service industry has adopted these. The idea being, maybe even in a high-end restaurant, instead of handing around a wine list that is hard to read, not currently updated, and doesn't have a lot of additional information on it, you can hand somebody a tablet. They can see what bottles are there, what the wine reviews are, and maybe even some of the chef's suggestions for pairing. And that sort of virtual sommelier is an interesting application. But there are some in 2011 going to be much bigger markets. Retail is huge. These tablets can be handed around to all kinds of people on the floor of the store, the retail outlet. They can be used by customers. You can look up different items of apparel. You can comparison shop. You can treat it either as a catalog or an in-store guide, an ordering tool. There are many levels. Retail is going to be hundreds of thousands or more likely millions of units around the world in 2011 alone. The other big one is e-health. We have been trying to get technology into hospitals and ongoing care facilities for years now, and it has been a sector that has been surprisingly resistant to the adoption of IT. They were not comfortable using devices that couldn't be sterilized and made safe for hospital or health environments. The other issue is that there was a long training curve, and doctors, nurses, they don't have time to go learn how to use a new form of technology. Tablets seem to solve both of those at the same time. They're fun and easy to use, and they're relatively easy to disinfect. So we think the health market is another one where we could see, once again, hundreds of thousands or maybe even millions of units. And Eric's got a favorite story. There's one you always talk about, Eric. You're seeing more and more of these where?
Oh, absolutely, in the boardroom. And I believe that has one of the biggest influences on why we're seeing stickiness now with tablets across enterprises is because of the adoption in the boardroom. And very specifically, the unintrusive nature of a tablet versus a notebook or even a smartphone. When you open your laptop screen in a meeting room, you immediately communicate it to the entire room that while they might be interesting, what's on my laptop is much more important. And likewise, even with a smartphone, in order to look at that, interact with it, you have to pick it up and hold it in your hand, which you immediately told the audience that you're interesting, but what's in my hand is even more interesting. But that tablet being able to lay flat on the desk with high resolution now becomes just another sheet of paper, if you will, and a stack of papers brought to a meeting. And so it's a very non-invasive tool. And I think that's the reason why you're seeing boardrooms and executives be A-OK with letting the tablets roll out, because they themselves are using them in a very productive way. I'd also add on to what Duncan said around adoption rates. And I think you can take the tablet and extend it to virtually any type of field initiative, whether it's field sales, customer product support, anything that requires mobility. The tablet has a very interesting set of capabilities that make that mobile force more productive, including things like GPS, all the normalized reporting you would expect to get, and other forms of handheld communication devices that have been invented over the years, along with internet access and a whole bunch of other things. So it's a nice convergence of multiple sets of information from multiple sources in a very easy-to-use format that's highly portable.
Just to add to that, the only pushback we've heard on that is that people are worried, will a tablet be ruggedized enough to be out there in the field? And it's fairly clear these things are not wrapped in hard plastic. They're not shielded as much. But one of the things is that they are carried around already by millions of consumers in their day-to-day lives. And because the consumers value the tablets, they don't seem to treat them as roughly, perhaps, as they might. So the ruggedization issue may in fact be overblown. And as Eric said, we could see a lot of them not just in stores or in hospitals, but out there in the field.
All right. Well, great. I too am seeing many more of them in the office as well as outside the office. So I think you're definitely on track with this one. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for your time today.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Holly.
Visit www.deloitte.com/predictions2011 to access this year's predictions for technology, media, and telecommunications. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee, and its network of member firms, each of which is legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.